Hey, this is Brandon Crawford from the San Francisco Giants, and you're listening to TortureCast.
You're listening to a podcast by and for fans of the San Francisco Giants with hosts Willie Dills, Chad King, and Ben Lee.
Let's go, Giants! SF Giants! Let's go, Giants! SF Giants!
Dedicated to the greatest team in Major League Baseball history, the San Francisco Giants, this is TortureCast.
Hey, this is Chad from TorchCast here with all-star shortstop Brandon Crawford. How you doing today, Brandon?
Doing well, thanks.
All right, I'm going to start off with the obvious question. I think everyone's asking, is Boach going to put you and Joe in at the same time?
I hope so. We're pretty comfortable with each other now, so that'd be pretty fun. It'd be special to be able to play in that game together and maybe turn a double play or something.
Oh, man, that'd be fantastic. Look, you've been putting up amazing numbers this year. You know, you got... You're leading shortstop of WAR. You're like in the top 10 of WAR. If that even means anything to you, by the way, probably doesn't. But I mean, what has anything been different this year, or is it just age and maturity and adjusting? Is it comfort level, or is it just random?
A little bit of everything, probably. Obviously, I feel more comfortable going into my fourth full season, and I think I've developed a better approach at the plate. And I've just been able to maintain that a little bit more, I think, this year. And even though the hits haven't been coming a whole lot lately, the power numbers are still there. So I'm making good contact. The balls are flying over the fence. So it's just a more consistent approach. I'm staying up the middle and hitting the ball harder this year.
One thing that's been kind of an oddity, and I'm sure you've heard it a million times, is that obviously you hit left-handers, statistically anyway, better than you hit right-handers. Do you feel more comfortable against left-handers? Again, is that just something that just kind of happens because it's kind of coming in a different angle and maybe you hit that angle a little bit better than the opposite from the righty?
I feel more comfortable than I have in the past, for sure. More comfortable than I do against righties? I don't know. It's all about the same, probably. But I have worked hard to be able to develop a better swing against lefties and a better approach against lefties than I have in the past. And a few years ago, I didn't hit them very well at all. So then I worked hard last year in spring training, took a lot of batting practice off lefties, had the guys mix it up on me. So it was almost like a game situation. And I think the more you see something, the more comfortable you're going to feel against it.
I played just a little bit of college and then amateur ball for the last 20 years before. A couple years ago, I had to hang them up because of family issues. But I noticed one thing. I was always an average player until the last few years where I just basically relaxed and thought about family and other things. Suddenly the ball just started coming off the bat harder and further, made a couple all-star teams and everything like that. What do you guys do as professionals since you're so young you've only ascended this level because you can do this, to shrug off those streaks and to have that confidence and to maybe lay off an 0-for-4 and just move on to the next day?
Well, it's a long season, so you kind of have to be able to survive this game. You know, you're playing 162 games, you can't really dwell on one bad night. But then I think family has a lot to do with it. I have a wife and two daughters at home, so I know every night whether I go 0-for-4 or 4 strikeouts or I go 0-for-4 with the cycle, they're still going to love me the same no matter what. So I think that has a lot to do with it. And you can be more, I think, consistent in your mental approach every day.
Now your wife is, I think a lot of people follow her on Twitter, and she's just such a great supporter of yours. Is your family going to be in Cincinnati next week?
They'll be gone, yeah.
That's going to be amazing. All right, last question. Obviously, there's that iconic image of you as, I think you were 5, a candlestick rooting on the Giants. Well, you didn't look so happy in that picture, but I got a 5-year-old, too, who's aspiring to play baseball, and he loves the Giants as well. What message do you have to a kid who may want to pursue that dream? I know it's a hard one to achieve, but at the same time, what was your approach as a kid, if you had any at all?
I worked hard. My dad stayed on me from a young age to practice a lot and work hard. And kids are going to be just as good as you, but if you work harder, then you can pass them up. And then second, I think education is huge. It allowed me to go play baseball at UCLA and kind of continue my baseball career there, and then led to getting drafted by the Giants. So education's always been a big thing for me.
That's cool. Hey, thank you so much, Brandon. Appreciate it.
A big thank you to everybody for listening to the Torture Cast, the podcast by and for fans of the San Francisco Giants. Follow us on Twitter at TortureCast. You can also like us on Facebook or check out our blog at torturecast.com. I also want to say thank you to Ashcon and Bailey for letting us use their song Feeling Like a Giant for our intro. For Ben Lee and Chad King, my name is Willie Dills saying, we'll see you next time.